This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Of course, all you, the rest of you patriots across the fruited plain, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in listening for Bradley, he's off today. He ran into some things there in the state of Minnesota. I asked me to fill in at last minute, so I'm happy to be with you. My name is Tim Brown. I'm the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. I'll be filling in for Bradley today, live here from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And you know, we've had some really nice weather here. I'm getting my vineyard ready. We're cleaning up outside. My wife, poor thing, she was pulling some weeds and things like that yesterday or the day before. And the allergies really got a hold of her, but it's been beautiful weather. Now it's kind of clouded over. I think we're expecting rain and things today, but overall, it's beautiful. We're getting the springtime. You know, we're reminded coming off of, Resurrection Sunday and stuff that, even in the creation, there is a picture of what God would do in the gospel in Christ, that he would be killed, that he would die for the sins of men, and that he would be buried to demonstrate he was really dead. Unlike some of those people want to say he was swooning, he was dead and buried in the ground, and then he came out. And he lives forevermore. He rules and reigns now, and the scriptures would warn us to kiss the Son, lest he be angry and we be consumed in his wrath. And so that is the message Sons of Liberty gives, of course, is to kiss the Son, glorify God in all that we do. And if you're with us today, we're going to be talking guns, the Second Amendment, the Founding Fathers. So if you want to call in, the number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Let's stick to the topic. Again, we are not doing Chinese buffet today. Also, you want to check out our websites, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com. And you can find us on Facebook there as well, Sons of Liberty Radio and also Sons of Liberty Media. And Bradley, you can find him on Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E Dean 1 on Twitter. Now, first let me point you over to Sons of Liberty Media, and then we're going to get into our topic probably after the first segment here. This issue of the guns, this is probably worse now than it was during Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Sabarka's usurpation of the White House. The reason I say that is more and more we are seeing how we have abandoned the very first things that God told us to do. And I'm going to get into that some as I talk about this issue of the Second Amendment, what the founders held to that, and encourage you when you hear politicians speak this year and in the coming years, and they want to say the founders said this or the founders meant that or whatever, I really want people to start calling these people out and saying, well, what did the founders specifically say? Can you cite them as to why you think they meant that? And I want you to start doing your homework. I don't want you to take the little pictures that you see on social media and say, oh, well, such and such said this when they really didn't say that. Okay, you got to be careful with that. I learned that a long time ago. I got burnt twice doing that. And you have to look at what they actually said. And trust me, what they actually said is just as good, if not better, than some of the fake stuff that people do put out attributing to the founding fathers. But SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we're seeing now President Trump is wanting to send troops to the border, to guard the border. I'm still at a loss as to how he does that constitutionally, when the reality is Congress calls up the troops, and then and only then, when they call them up in the service of the United States, then and only then does the president become the commander-in-chief. You don't believe me? Read your Constitution. It says explicitly in there. So is he doing that without the authorization of Congress? And you say, well, our Congress is corrupt and all. Well, folks, you see a guy passing a $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, okay, with all kinds of unconstitutional spending in there. Don't tell me there's not some corruption going on in the White House, too. Okay? Keep that in mind. Remember, controlled opposition. And Bradley's column this week. Oh, you've got to read it. You really have to read it. Just not too much truth, say the hypocrites. The saga continues. You can see that at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. That's by Bradley Dave, fresh out from last night. And one of the things that he points out is how conservatives, people who call themselves conservative, people who call themselves constitutionalists, get behind stuff like this omnibus bill and try to say, oh, it was for the military. Well, so what? So what? It's kind of like you say, I was sick, or my wife was sick, and in order to take care of her, I mixed up some herbal remedies, and in the process, I also found out that arsenic was good for her, too, in some kind of limited quantity. And I put that in there. As a result, my wife died. Now, how many of us would say, well, your intention was good by doing all the other stuff to do that, but you left off leaving out the poison that killed her? How many of us would think that's okay? None of us. So why do we sit here and do it? I'll tell you. Well, I don't do it. Bradley doesn't do it. But I'll tell you why. Because you look at politics like it's a sporting event. And as long as the guy has the little R on his jersey, the little elephant there, then you're going to cover for that guy. Doesn't matter. Oh, it's better. And in your excuse now is, well, it's better than Hillary. Really? How is enslaving you and your children to trillions of dollars of debt? Look, when Trump gets out of office the last 2 terms, we're going to see a massive gain.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You'd like to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. A little thing there with the music there. Thanks, guys. Finishing up here, just a couple of things, then we'll get into our topic. Again, Trump is sending the military down to secure the border. This is not anything new. Other presidents have sent troops down to the border. The question is, were they actually securing the border, or was something else going on? We know that Obama sent Border Patrol, Homeland Security down there, but they weren't securing anything at all. They were bringing in an orchestrated invasion of tens of thousands of illegals into the country, flying them on planes without IDs while they put you through various violations of the your amendments that are your rights that are to be protected under the Fourth Amendment every time you fly in this country. Yes, I don't mind telling you, the Homeland Security people, the TSA guys at your local airport, whether they know it or not, they are being groomed to be the new SS, the new Gestapo there. It is ridiculous. And we have veterans there. That's what amazes me. We have veterans there who have taken an oath to uphold the Constitution, defend it from enemies foreign and domestic, and there they are just violating your rights all over the place. And happy to do so. Happy to do so because they're getting paid to do it. Okay? Just keep that in mind. If you're wondering how Germany got where it was, you're seeing it happen today. Okay? You're seeing it happen today. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, one thing you want to check out is a new one by Chuck Baldwin. Yes, I said it, and I stand by it. And he calls on Christians, hey, it's your duty, it's your responsibility to be armed, to defend. It is. It's not just a right, a liberty, an authority that you have. That's what the term right means. You have a God-given duty to do it. Woe unto you if you don't arm yourself to defend those you love and to fight for them. So anyway, let's talk the Second Amendment and the Founding Fathers. Let's see, what is it? When you hear people like former Vice President Joe Biden, a man who has said that banning quote-unquote assault weapons, whatever that's supposed to be, let's take it as semi-automatic rifles or handguns. I mean, he owns a Beretta himself, so, whatever. When you hear him say, I think the Second Amendment is being greatly misinterpreted, or very badly interpreted, I think is how he put it. When you hear him say that, and then he goes on, he says, well, in my opinion, I just think it's distorted because I don't think the founders had any concept of how some people are viewing the Second Amendment. When you hear a guy say that to you, whether they are a politician, whether they're one of these useful idiot kids out of Florida or around the nation, or, a media hack, whatever the case may be, when they say that, what I want you to start doing is this, very simply. Even your friends who might, be on that little trip, say, can you give me quotes in context from whatever founders that you believe would say that there's not to be any restriction and regulations over law-abiding citizens as to what kind of arms they have? And let me be very clear on my position here. I am just fine with anybody having any kind of arm that they want, as long as they're a law-abiding citizen. I have nothing to fear from them. In fact, I have everything to gain from them if they're law-abiding. That would include anything that's an arm. Okay? That doesn't just apply to guns. We've got knife laws. These people have made knife laws that you can't have a lock blade, longer than such and such an inches, or a straight blade that's this, that, and the other, and you can't carry it around or any of this other stuff. It's not just knives, not just guns. We're talking about battleships, warships, jets, tanks, rocket launchers, hand grenades, you name it. You say, well, that's dangerous. Are you for people having nukes? And I've often told people, look, if countries with millions and billions of dollars can't get nukes, what makes you think that Mr. America over here is going to be able to get one? My neighbor's going to pick one. And then to maintain the thing, if they even could get it, they're not. But the point is this. The point is a very simple one. They're not to be restricted if you're law-abiding. Why? Because you're not going to use them to commit a crime. You're going to use them for defense. That's the way we've always been. That's why you hear such talk about we need to be cautious when we're hearing this talk about America becoming an aggressor to another country. Just because they run their mouth. Or even if they develop nuclear weapons. We need to be very, very careful about that because it sets a mentality in place that develops over the years. We have always been a country that has said defense was the proper stance, not be offensive in the face of being an aggressor to another country. However, in speaking about the comments say that Joe Biden did, or some of these useful idiot kids, and they are that. It's funny to me, everybody runs from these kids when they, go on the attack, they slander people, they libel people, they get their mobs in order to stop, to boycott other people, they use foul language, they trash our streets, and most of them aren't even old enough to vote yet in the first place. They're being orchestrated and scripted and controlled. And so when they say, well, our founders didn't have any intention of this, that, and the other, I want to say, well, give me the quote. What led you to that? Are you just acting like you know something when you're really stupid? Let me give you some for instances. Chris Ann Hall has put out an article today, and it's amazing. Just a few quotes that I'll give you that she provides in her article. And she said that there everything that we need to know about the Second Amendment was explained by our founders in the years 1787 to 1788. And she gives a couple of lessons. The first one comes from George Mason. He's referred to as the father of the Bill of Rights. You would think that guy knows what the second right that's listed there under the Second Amendment is to be protected. That amendment doesn't give you a right. God gave you the right. It's an unalienable one, which means you can't give it up. You might be with it, but you can't give it up. And no one's supposed to take it from you. He explains the reason that we're to bear arms, and it has nothing to do with hunting or skeet shooting or even fighting off attackers. Here's what he said. In the Virginia Ratifying Convention, 1788, June the 14th, quote, 40 years ago, when the resolution of enslaving America was formed in Great Britain, the British Parliament was advised by an artful man, Sir William Keith, who was governor of Pennsylvania, to disarm the people, that it was the best and most effectual way to enslave them, but that they should not do it openly, but weaken them. Let them sink gradually by totally disusing and neglecting, pay attention, the militia. As a side note, she says, here Mr. Mason quoted sundry passages to this effect. She continues with the quote, why should we not provide against the danger of having our militia, our real and natural strength, destroyed? The general government ought at the same time to have some such power, but we need not give them power to abolish our militia. And who's under attack when you hear some of this stuff? The militia gets a bad name, and yet it's constitutional, isn't it? The militia is not the National Guard. The militia is not the U.S. military. The militia is you and I, guys. I don't even include the women in that. I'm just going to tell you. We're to be protectors of them. Sorry if you think I'm a sexist, chauvinist, or whatever. I believe men have a role, and that role is to protect women and children and each other. That's our role. I don't have babies, okay? That's a woman's role. But I'm to protect that woman, and I'm to protect those babies. And George Mason understood this. This was not a problem. They didn't have a problem figuring out who was male and who was female there. All right? That was not an issue. You know, this is that good side of the...
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's off today. I'm Tim Brown, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you'd like to join us at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking the Second Amendment and how the founders viewed this. We're having quotes from George Mason. These come from Chrisanne Hall. She is a teacher of the Constitution, an attorney. And she has an article out in dealing with this and lessons that we can learn from this. And again, before the break, I wasn't paying attention to the clock, so I ran into the music there. But before the break, giving the quote there from George Mason at the Virginia Ratifying Convention, 1788. And one of the things he talked about was doing away with the militia. And you see that today. You see this thing, even conservatives, sadly, fall prey to the fact that the Second Amendment is about just self-defense. It's not. I mean, there is a part where, at least the last part, is definitely about the individual right to keep and bear arms. It's not the right of the state. It's not the right of the militia. It's the right of the people. That's you and me. You know, we the people, when that begins, that's not the state. And the states are designated different than the people. Read the Tenth Amendment. Whatever's not delegated to the federal government, those rights are retained by who? The states and the people. Those are distinct things. The people are individuals in the collective, if you will, of the state. Okay? So when people say, well, that doesn't apply that, this applies to the militia, and I think Joe Biden does that nonsense. Tell him to explain why that's distinct in the Tenth Amendment. Tell him why it begins with we the people, and who is that? Is that states or is that the individuals that are contained in the collective of the states? See, these people can't hold it if you actually know what's being said. And we need to start calling them out. We really do. This is an off-year election coming up. Go to these town hall meetings. Go to these things and start calling these people, asking for your vote, saying they're going to take an oath to uphold the Constitution. Tell them to name off the first 10 amendments by memory. Watch them fall flat on their face. And take your kids up. If you've been training them, if you've been teaching them, take your kids up there. Take your 10, 11, 12-year-old, your 15-year-old. Have them recite it before the crowd and watch people just their jaws drop and say that my son or whatever is more qualified than you are. At least he knows what his duty is if he were to be elected. You see, we have nobody to blame for ourselves for the ignorance that is our representation in government. We really don't. And part of this goes back to education. Federal government's been in education since right there at the time of Reagan. Everybody, you know, upholds Reagan as this great conservative guy. And sure, he did some great things. No question about that. But Reagan sold us out on the education deal. He tripled our debt, our national debt. Most people don't know that either. And yeah, I get it. It was to sort of bankrupt Russia. But he did that. But he made a deal with them regarding education. And we're seeing that. We're seeing the results of that today. Why? Because we've left off, this is what I was talking about in the first segment, we've left off our duty as parents to educate our own children. We've said, we'll send them off to public schools. Why? Well, we don't want to pay extra money for it. And we're already paying for it in our taxes. And yeah, so what? We haven't given them authority, but they just usurp it. What are we going to do? You know? And we fail to take responsibility for what is ours, what God's given to us. And many who listen to me now, you get on this end times thing, and you're looking for an Antichrist and a mark of the beast and all this stuff, and you fail to realize the imagery there for the mark of the beast is just what I've been saying. You either have the mark of God and you're passing on the things, Deuteronomy 6, that God has commanded to your children, or you got the mark of the beast and you're following after the state. It's one or the other. It's one or the other. There's your mark. Because you remember, also in the book of Revelation, the sons of God get the mark of God in their foreheads. Is that to be some kind of microchip too? Got to be consistent, people. Look and see where that right hand and that forehand's found at. It's Deuteronomy 6, frontlets between your eyes. Right? Bind them on your hands. Write them on the doorposts of your house. Teach them to your children. Well, we failed to do that, and now we're seeing these children grow up. And as Isaiah warned, they become our oppressors, and women lead us. Yeah, I'm going to tell you again, I don't think women ought to be in leadership positions. It's not their role. It's not that they can't do it. It's what God has set forth. It's not that they're stupid. They're great managers. But their place, their duty is in the home. That's where they're protected. That's where they're loved. Ladies, if you're offended at that, look at the great women in your past, in the history here. They were blessed by their children. They were exalted for their godliness in the home. That ought to be where you aim for, too. But back to George Mason. She said the thing he points out is obviously this issue of the militia. And he goes on to say who that militia is, just so you know, I'm not saying it's just us guys. Okay? Quote, Mr. Chairman, a worthy member has asked, who are the militia? If they be not the people of this country, and if we are not to be protected from the fate of the Germans, Prussians, etc., by our representation, I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers, but I cannot say who will be the militia in the future day. If that paper on the table gets no alteration, which was the Constitution of Bill of Rights, the militia of the future day may not consist of all classes, high and low, and rich and poor. Did you get that? Read your Constitution. Who's to enforce the laws of the Union? It isn't Homeland Security. It isn't the FBI. It isn't the NSA. It isn't the CIA. It isn't the BLM. It isn't any of these alphabet agencies. It is the militia. We shouldn't be sending the National Guard or the U.S. military down on our southern border. We should be using the militia. The problem is Congress has not done their duty to ensure that there is a regulated militia and to fund them and to let the states, let those people choose their own officers for that militia. They're not enlisted people, they're militia. Tremendous difference. But are they willing to do that? Nope, not willing to do that. Not willing to do that. This is, we're just going to tell you, I think it's political grandstanding. You can shout me down if you want to, but you watch and see. And you watch and see how many people come across that border, continue to come across that border, no matter what you send down there. Because they don't take it seriously. They're politicizing it, just like they do the abortion issue. They're not interested in getting rid of abortion. If they were, they'd be called for abolition, not for pro-life measures of so many weeks of this, that, and the other, pain relief or whatever the case may be. They'd be calling for abolition because they know it's murder. Now, Chris Ann Hall gives us a lesson two. This one comes from Founding Father Noah Webster. Okay? This is in his book, An Examination into the Leading Principles of the Federal Constitution, 1787. And Mr. Webster writes, quote, another source of power in government is a military force. But this, to be efficient, must be superior to any force that exists among the people or which they can command. For otherwise, this force would be annihilated on the first exercise of acts of oppression. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every kingdom in Europe and today, too, as a matter of fact. He continues, the supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword, because the whole body of the people are armed and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops that can be, on any pretense, raised in the United States. A military force at the command of Congress can execute no laws, but such as the people perceive to be just and constitutional, for they will possess the power, and jealousy will instantly inspire the inclination to resist the execution of a law which appears to them unjust and oppressive. Stop and think about that. That's the Founding Father. You want to write laws? Okay, if they're immoral, if they're unjust. You know what? Our people have a good moral compass. That's what he was saying. They're going to know when you write some junk there, and they're going to resist it. And if you try to take arms to enforce it, guess what's going to happen? They're going to resist you. Why? Because they're armed. You understand that, people? You say, well, we're not in a totalitarian society. Don't tell me that. You've got these, I'm struggling to say this word, ex post facto. It's kind of a tongue twister to say it. Ex post facto laws that are being written now that criminalize people in various states for having arms. California is one of them. They're going around confiscating. That means taking their property when they've not committed a crime worthy of that. The state's doing that. Federal government wants to do it. This is why I tell you conservatives out there, you better be careful calling about this mental health stuff. While some guy might be in there who kind of sympathizes with you about God and Jesus and praying and all this kind of stuff, somebody else may come along and it might be a whole different story. Final segment of the Sons of the View Radio. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866- 866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Okay, final segment here on Sons of Liberty Radio. Want to jump in? Last chance, 1-866-582-9933. Okay, quickly, what was meant by Webster in that quote that we gave just before the break? One is the militia is there, and militia is composed of the people. And why are they bearing arms? Because, one, it's a God-given right. Two, they're part of the militia. They're to prevent the rule by a standing army. In fact, you know, most people don't even realize our military today, our standing army, if you will. According to the Constitution, I mean, our founders didn't intend for that to be the way it is. They just didn't intend that. But they said if you had it, you had to re-up it every 2 years. Okay? That's how much they didn't want a standing army. This is not an attack on those who serve in the military. It's just saying, look, our Constitution is written this way. This is how our founders viewed things. And you say, well, it's a dangerous world out there. And yeah, but they were not intent, I don't think, on being engaged at war with the world all the time. The use of force was that of a defensive nature. In fact, when they had little skirmishes with the terrorists in the Barbary Wars, the little jihadis back then, they didn't send the military in there. They wrote letters of mark and reprisal, and they sent private warships in. Volunteers, if you will. Mercenaries and such. Yes, there were some Marines in there, but they used a private warship, which means, hey, warships, oh, that would be, oh, Second Amendment. Protected under that. You think that'd get away? You think people would get away with that today? Not on your life. Even by conservatives, they said, no, you can't have that. You can't be doing that. I mean, my goodness, they're scared of bump stocks. They want the NICS system fixed as though that's going to do anything. They want regulations on machine guns. These are the conservatives, the quote-unquote constitutionalists that you hear, the talking heads that tell you they're on your side. They want these regulations too. They just don't want them as much as the other guys. But they want them because they think it sounds reasonable. It sounds common sense. Right? And if you don't think the NRA has been behind some of these things, look at their history. An attorney from New York, Felix Bronstein, wrote a great piece on the compromises of the NRA down through. He said, now look, I like the people of the NRA. I love the membership. They're just like me for the most part. But all too often, the NRA has compromised your rights. They just have. They've done a lot of good things, but they've compromised rights in the past. So, Webster said, it was to prevent a standing army. It was to prevent Congress from executing unjust and unconstitutional laws. It was to prevent the federal government from becoming unjust and oppressive. And the people bearing arms should be superior to an army controlled by Congress. Do you understand that? Not just in its numbers, but I'd say in its firepower. We've got over 100 million people in this land that own firearms. Well over 300 million firearms. So when they want to start talking about gun confiscation, and look, every gun control law is gun confiscation because it's making a criminal out of somebody who's committed no crime. So they can come take your guns. That's what it needs to be referred to. As much as I can in my writing, yeah, I'll occasionally use gun control. But I'll try to use gun confiscation so people get the idea of where it's really going. Because there's never going to be enough laws for these people. Something's always going to fall through the cracks. Always. We got a NICS system in place. Guy down there in Texas, they sold him a gun. Air Force forgot to put something in. Imagine that. It was government. It was a government problem. So we got to fix that. We need more strict background checks. No, what we need is some justice, America. Start bringing some justice on violent criminals, those who engage in murder, those who engage in rape, those who engage in human trafficking, those who engage in kidnapping. Let's start taking those people and doing it very local, giving them a trial. If they're convicted or they confess to it, there's two or three witnesses that the Bible says that confirm the matter. Let's start dealing with them on the spot. Let's not infringe on their rights by stuffing them in a cage for how many years and infringing on everybody else's right by making them pay money to keep them up. Let's start bringing justice the way God says to bring it. And we don't need no background checks, right? Because everybody who's alive, we know, should be okay to get a gun. If they go and use it in the commission of a crime, and they kill somebody, they shoot somebody, whatever the case may be, we deal with them the same way. Save a lot of money, save a lot of this argument, and we bring justice. But we're too spineless to do that. And you say, well, you're bloodthirsty. You just want that. No, I don't want people to commit crimes worthy of death. I don't. And if you're like me, you'll say, well, then what's the alternative? Well, the alternative is to give them the gospel, because only a changed heart will correct the matter. You can write all the laws you want to. God gave his perfect law, and look at the people of Israel. They were so corrupt, they still turned their back on it. They forgot him, and they did what was right in their own eyes. As the Bible says, you know, man can think he's doing right, but in the end, what's going to happen? It's going to lead to death. Let me continue. As we're running out of time, my clock's off a little bit from the break time, so I apologize if I'm running up against the time there, and some of you are unable to hear my last words because of the duplex issue that we have with voice here. This is a letter from the Federal Farmer, January 25th, 1780, 1788. Quote, whereas to preserve liberty is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Nor does it follow from this that all promiscuously must go into actual service on every occasion. The mind that aims at a select militia must be influenced by a truly anti-Republican principle. Did you hear that? And when we see many men disposed to practice upon it, whenever they can prevail, no true Republicans are for, and he doesn't use that like the political party. He's talking about those who believe in a Republican form of government, which comes from the Bible. It's Presbyterian government applied in the civil sphere. No wonder true Republicans are for carefully guarding against it. We could go to Patrick Henry. This will be my last quote for the hour. Guard with jealous attention the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. Whenever you give up that force, you are inevitably ruined. And he continues, "Oh, sir, we should have fine times indeed. If to punish tyrants, it were only sufficient to assemble the people. Your arms wherewith you could defend yourselves are gone. Did you ever read of any revolution in a nation brought about by the punishment of those in power, inflicted by those who had no power at all? You read of a riot act in a country which is called one of the freest in the world, where a few neighbors cannot assemble without the risk of being shot by a hired soldiery, the engines of despotism. We may see such an act in America." Now, here's the question. We're not talking about permission. We're not talking about the government giving us anything. We're talking about rights. They're not to be played with. They're not to be joked with. They're not to be politicked with. Any such thing is a subversion of that. It is a crime against the people. I don't care whose jersey is wearing it, and I don't care if he's in the White House. Do you understand? It's your rights that these people are toying with. Your rights. Here's the question it comes down to. Chris Ann Hall asked this. It's really good. If society is honest and historically accurate, the only question that has any relevance when it comes to the issue of gun control or gun confiscation is, do you trust those in government now and forever in the future to not take your life, liberty, or property through the force of government? Now look, even these little kids who apparently don't know their own history or the history of the world, like David Hogg, would have to say he doesn't trust government. How was he applying that to Marco Rubio? He called him. They were basically saying he's a murderer, right? The NRA is murderers, and they're funding politicians. There is no debate. These are our rights. No. Keep that in mind. Right.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.